in Siman Shin Yod, we did Sif Beis, but we did not finish the last Mishabura on Sif Beis. So we're looking at Mishabura Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Siman Shin Yod, Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Okay. So that when it comes to a non-Jew's items, there's no din of muksa, mukhan, etc. Even my case of gurgas at smukim, which over there they're dachim yadayim and they become inedible and not usable. But shalomer daaf shehelah any hudim mi b'yoyim liyabshon v'dachim yadayim himamish, he was daichel yadayim. So it comes out when Shabbos started, they were not edible, and he made a decision to make them not edible. He finds this very, very, very questionable. We have both of these things. A, right now, let's say in a case where it already became inedible, it already started the process of drying, and in that process it becomes inedible. A. And B, he made a decision to take it out of his mind. So even the goy, the goy has the ability to retrieve, as it were. He's not Messiah Das. A Jew is Messiah Das because it's totally the beginning of Shabbos. But a goy is not Messiah Das. But over here, even the goy says, "Listen, it's not usable." He cannot be dying. Why does he think about it? The Graz also argues on the Ramo on this point. That they're semi-edible, they're not totally inedible. So in that situation, the Shulchan Aruch paskins the Mahani Hazman over there. If the person makes a decision, I don't mind eating them in this state. So that's better. So that works by a Jew. Since it's really potentially usable, so the goy is not maksadas. Yisrael, we assume he's maksadas, unless we know explicitly otherwise. Okay. Now, we saw before in the Mishnebura in Sivkatan Yud that by a Jew, if he puts it up and the Shabbos starts, it's still edible. But since he was Dachim Yadayim, and even though right now it's still edible, it's going to become inedible, it also becomes Muksa. That also, the Chor of the Goy wouldn't have that issue. Because since the beginning of Shabbos, it was edible. Mm-hmm. And the Goy is, says, I don't mind retrieving it. So there's no din of hazmana. There's no lack of hazmana in that case. But a case where it was by the goy and it was inedible when Shabbos starts, there, even by the goy, it would be problematic. Okay, so that's fine. Take a look at the Shartzian and Yud. Now, with the, it's going back and before that something which the problem is because of Miga this Gatsoi, so the Goy doesn't have that problem. So the Shartzian points out, the Visa Pasha, the Bavonim, Umoz, the Yerzibizet, in Afghanistan, Ben Chalye, and Yehudi, the Yisrael. A stone, a rock, which the assumption of law is considered an absolute muksa intrinsically, not because it's considered ben shmoshes, because it's not usable, and even money, which we deal with in halacha as if it's a stone. See, even my goy to be muksa. Elo afilo hazmona mibayom loy mahani. Over there, hazmona doesn't work. So the goy is kilo as if there was a hazmona, but these things hazmona doesn't work. The my time matter of more begurgos the tzimukim aloy shom gam ken as one lamahani. So the Shartzian now says that maybe that which the Mishabura said in Yud Gimel, that the base mayor will learn this halacha is only true in a case of chazav ulo chazav. Maybe that's what the Ramah meant also. Because haraya, we're saying that by the Ramah's mask, in my case of Avonim, that the Goy is not better. Now the Goy said, listen, I'm not totally in Shabbos. I can change my mind in Shabbos and decide I want to use the stone. I said, well, that's very nice. But there's no din of Hasman on a stone. You have to change it. So the Goy can do whatever he wants. That's his business. But you can't make him mukhan for Yisrael. The only thing which a Goy has is something which it's totally banish moshes. That's the whole problem. So he said, you know what? I'm going to use it later on. So he's kilo not masiyat daito. So for it doesn't become muksa. But if something which the batsman is a problem, so lechara gergas and smukim, the Ramah should then agree because those are batsman a problem because they're not edible. So that right now they're like stones. So zaydechadami, maybe the Ramah himself only meant to chazul lechazul. So now you send this the sharatziyon in light of what Mishmar said in Sefkat Yugimol. It comes out, it could be there's the whole kasha of the base mayor is no longer a kasha because the Ramah himself only meant the case of chazul lechazul. So halacha lemaisa is not really relevant for us. We don't have gergas in the world of gergas and smukim in our world. I mean, we're not involved in those type of things.
What those two?
We're not processing gergas and smukim, making them from figs and grapes into dried figs and into raisins. We're not doing that in our homes. Okay. Fine. Zok the Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel. Bein Bisr Achila, Bein Bisr Tiltul. Kol Dabar Shoyu Rebin Hashmashes. So there are two dinim in Muksa we mentioned multiple times, that there's an Isser of Achila, there's also an Isser of moving it. So whether you're discussing either one of those Yisurim, something which was Rebin Hashmashes, so at the beginning of Shabbos, it was not Muksa. And then, Ymer B'Dabrish and Yiskalkul B'Bayayim. And then something happened to it and made it unusable. And then because of an iskim b'yom, and then later on it became that whatever the problem was reversed itself and became usable. Chazal l'teiru, abadav shahok to benish moshes also kol yom. So if at the beginning of Shabbos it was not usable, it remains that such the rest of the day. If at the beginning of Shabbos it was usable, so when it becomes unusable, it's muksa. But if it becomes usable again, then it's not muksa. So if I have gergas and smukim which already were tried, and they're edible, so in the Shabbos they were usable. But I left them outside. All of a sudden, there was this sudden thunderstorm, and now they absorbed the liquid, and they became inedible. So now they're muksa. Then the sun came out after the storm, and it was very hot sun, and it dried them up quickly, and a few hours later, they're dry, and they're edible again. So now they're not muksa. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, they were not muksa. So even though when they become unusable, they become muksa, that doesn't remain once they become usable again. Okay. Fine, Mishabur Yudalit. Bein Bisr Achila. Hi, Bein Bein. Habirbusa Tvei Bereisha Linyanis Achila. The Chiddush over here is saying even this and even that, or whether this or whether that. So which one's the bigger Chiddush? The Chiddush is the Din Achila, because that's more Chomer. There was something, the Lomi Boy Linyan Tilta Ba'alma, the Vadamina Ein Mixel Chatzi Shabbos, Mutta Tato Achor Shitzalak Me'alav Shem Muxel Achila Lo'achloi Mutter. Not only are you allowed to move it later on when it becomes usable again, and non-muksa, because the rule of ain, there's no din of muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. So for even achila, which is more chomer, is also mutter. So if something happened at the beginning of Shabbos, it was usable. If something happened in Shabbos, it made it not usable. And then something again happened in Shabbos later on and made it usable again. It'll go back to its original heter. So you had the beginning of Shabbos, the tzemukim were ready, were edible. So they're not muksa. Then in Shabbos, rain came down and they absorbed it and they expanded and they became unusable. Then the sun burnt on them and caused them to shrink. And they became edible again. So chazal l'teira. What's the logic behind this then? Since the beginning of Shabbos, it was roy. It remains roy. Yes, it can become muksa on Shabbos. As long as it's not usable, it's not usable. It's muksa, but it doesn't retain that status later on in Shabbos. Okay. Interesting then. Next over here. Kosovatas. We touched on this very briefly. The correct way to, I think it was discussing with Lawton, the correct way to look at an ismol. Now the current meal is Deicha Shabbos, so the ismol is a kli which is usable on Shabbos, right? Because you're allowed to do brismil on Shabbos. Mila bismano is Deicha Shabbos. So the ismol which is used, that's the name of the knife which is used for the purpose of doing a mila, is not a, it's a kli shavlatel heter. Yeah, you're allowed to do brismil on Shabbos. So it should be totally mutter and tilted. Even though it's a very valuable knife and you don't want to use it for anything else, so it's chasar kis. But we said from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that every case of klish, that a chasar kis has to start first with the fact that it's klish al-adal yisr. And then, so it means the primary use you can't do. Secondary uses you don't want to do because of chasar kis. So mela, it becomes an absolute muksa, it becomes a total muksa. But if something which its primary use is mutter, so you can't say it's muksa, right? That's the first glance. But let's say you say we look at mila, the mila is not pshat, mila is mutter and shabbos, mila is doicha shabbos. Means theoretically, really, the ismol is not really right to use on shabbos. When it comes Shabbos morning, all of a sudden we say, wow, there's a hetzer, we have a right to be doicha shabbos and do the mila. So I'm allowed to take this muksa knife and do the mila. But when the meal is finished, the knife is muksa again. So that's how the Taz looks at it. Because of the Taz, Ismail Shemol by Bishabbos and the Tatlachar Mila. The Homuksa Humachos Chasar and Kis. You can't move it after the meal is finished. You can't move it because it's Muksa Machos Chasar and Kis. The Automak Bishlal Lish Tamash Badabrach, because the Moil will not use that knife for anything other than a Mila. So they argue that it's not Muksa L'Chatzis Shabbos, Muksa L'Chatzis Shabbos. Since the beginning of Shabbos, you're planning to do the Mila. Since the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't Muksa, so it can't become Muksa later on in the Shabbos. The Ben Shemosh says, Gam Ken Hoyim, so the Mishmur said, that's wrong. The Taz said, that's wrong. Why? The Ben Shemosh says, Gam Ken Hoyim Muksa Machbos L'Saron Kis. You can't move it. During Ben Shemosh, you couldn't move it because it's Muksa. Now, you plan to do a meal with it the next morning. It was taka not usable because you can do nothing with it. You can't do meal of them, and you're not going to do anything else with it. So even though you're going to plan to do a meal in the morning, but the ben shmoshes you had no use for it, so it becomes muksa. You have a heter to metal for the tzarach of the meal the next morning, and after that's finished, it's back to being muksa. Even if there's an Erev, he can't carry back home because he's moving muksa. So he has to leave it there in the house where we did the mila. Which is Hilchos Mila. Is maskim imoy gam ken biker adin. He agrees with the Taz. Avdata sheyesh lahachmer sheboid sheiz will be yodol yinchelam yodol achinchelam makom hamishdamer sheyel lechen lebeisoy. But he says that when you have it in your hand, that you know it's not like you can put it down and pick it up and move it somewhere else. Once you put it down, it's too late. You did the bris, you put the knife down. So well, be matzia in the same room. The Taz says, but how do you do that? Once you put it down, you put it down. So Magarom says, even that I don't agree with you. The only thing you have, only head that you have is while you're holding it, since you picked it up, we allow you to pick it up because it's the purpose of the mila. So the yarmulke to drop it. You're allowed to put it down wherever you want. So that in that way it functions like klishim latal iser, that you pick it up with tzara kufa, you're allowed to hold on to it and move it to wherever you want. You don't have to drop, move it, you don't have to put it away right away. So that's the only thing he says. You can put makom mishtam or yishin lechem l'beisu. I think the assumption is that Taz did not make that requirement. That's something that Taz holds. You can even see it in that room. Yeah. Now the pasha of the lovers of the Taz is, I didn't see the Taz this time around. I similar called the lamas of the taz is there's a concept in halacha called being matar sefer mishum tchilas. If I tell the moyel that he's not able to matzniya his knife,
and
I went to the bris because it damaged his knife. So he said, you know what, move it afterwards. Now, what about the Magarama says? Those just don't put it down. You don't have to come onto the kula being matar sefer mishum tchilas mishum sefer. But
so,
because you just don't put it down. Michael said, "Mishum Tchilasa." Thank you. Who gam came pareya? Now, but let's say that the moil is not just doing the meal; he's doing the priya. So he needs his fingers to do. He needs his hands to do the priya. So how is he supposed to hold the knife? Tzarach leniyach izma miyare. Kasal yabes shikabel acher miyare. Hu yalechero sham lemakam amishtamer. So the Rabbi says that what you can be make, or that you can give it to somebody and he'll move it somewhere. In other words, we look at that as continuation of this original tilt of the first person. It all goes into that process. They hold that it's not muksa. If I call it correctly, that's what they say. The Ramah and the Shach over there say that's the wrong way to look at the Ismul. That it's a kli and it's Oymen ben Hashmoshes. Even you can't do the meal of ben Hashmoshes, but it's Oymen ben Hashmoshes. The person that makes a daitim, he's planning to do a meal tomorrow morning. So he plans to use this kli on Shabbos. So where was the haksa? So according to them, it's not muksa. So then you can move it. Yeah. He's concerned that it might. That he doesn't want it to get stolen there. Yeah, it's an interesting lashon. Yeah, you're right. The chashash that it might be stolen. He's concerned that he doesn't want it to get stolen. Yeah, that's a funny phrase. Yeah, I'm asking. So, getting back to over here. So we're saying over here that the if beginning of Shabbos it was Roy and then it became unroy and become Roy again, it goes back to its heter. But it was hooked up in a shmoshes, it's also kolayom. Ikra chana mi bayom boy, they say, bayom bayom ashishi reichin ashishi yabiyu. The ikra chana has to be from before Shabbos. Is that holo b'tchilas tzitzis hayom, hooks of the ishtamash boy. Over here was not usable at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, the definition of beginning of Shabbos for this purpose is, it is a derabanan, so we're mekel. So it means, even the, let's say the Banish Masha, let's say, is a 40-minute period from sunset until Banish Masha, a 50-minute period, whatever it is. So the beginning of the 50-minute period was not usable. It was not
sunset,
usable. So it was not usable. So I should argue, well, and then later on in the process it became usable. The Gemar was of the Tzimukim, they dried out. There was a nice, strong, dry wind, and they finished drying out, now they're usable. So they say, I'm sorry, beginning of Banish Moshes, they weren't usable. So you say, no, because we don't know when the beginning of Shabbos is. It's sometime during that period of Banish Moshes. So it's possible the beginning of Shabbos was usable. So since it's the Rabbana, we're not mad. So as long as sometime during the Banish Moshes period it was not muksa, it's not considered muksa. It's only a problem if the whole Banish Moshes period it was not usable. That's the only time you have a problem of, you say, Migudis Katsoy. Okay, Dalit, Sif Dalit. Girls of Shahayuk Muksim. Shahib and Shmosh's cried, He's Yapshu, Hemri Machila. I'll be Shalo Yodu Habailim, but Oysus Shosh and He's Yapshu. So, as far as the Bailim is concerned, they're not as. He put them away, they became inedible, and they are inedible. Reality is they were edible, and they really were Roy in the beginning of Shabbos. He did not know that. Okay, so the law is, so it's not totally, even though you say that's totally the person's attitude. I was makhtadas, because I thought, you were makhtadas betos. Because reality is that it was already edible. So that's not called a haksol. The Mishabur points out, Yud Zayin, Abishaloi Yod, Roslomer, Habamin, Machbazel, Chalalau, Shem Muksa. I would have argued, since the owner does not know, it's called muksa. The huksum he daitem elu haperisha b'shabazu. He was makhtadasum him. He intentionally said, you know, I have these edible things, inedible things. I'm makhtadas. I'm not going to use them. Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's what we could have argued. Therefore, it comes to Kamash Malon, Lerminan Hachi. The way who loy see it died to me, him elekade she's yabshu. But her cranny siabish, who can be. I mean, the person's thought process, I put them up there because I want them, when they're usable, I want to use them. That's what the person put them there for. So he set in motion a status of that they're automatically going to become muchan when they're usable. So it's not called his maksadas in them. Okay. Sifhei. Gargos at smoking the chazul lechazul. Let's say they're semi-usable. Means they partially dried out and they are edible. Ayin ad chak. Dika inchi the achul lehubi could loy achul lehay. Some people will eat it in this state and some people will not eat it in this state. Yazavne nafik lehay mitaras muksa. If the person says I'm planning to eat it, so for him it's not muksa anymore. But if he doesn't say that, we assume he does not want to eat it. And loy, it's not; it is muksa. But if they're not edible at all, he says, "I don't mind. I'm going to use them." And that's not true. You're not going to. You butla daitoy. We don't. I mean, it's not a good hazmana. Okay. Yud ches chazu lechazu. Hanoshin isyabshu ksasal lagag mi banyam. They did start to dry out already on the gag a little bit, so they're somewhat edible. So that works. If he says he wants to use them, that's fine. But let's say they're totally not roy, and he's mazun them. It doesn't help because hazman alav milsehi. The rehem kavan and b'offer because they're considered an unusable item. So same way, I want to designate avanim and offer. I have to do a maisa to make them usable in that state. I can't use them in that. In, they're not just saying I'm planning to use them is not enough. Fine. Kosev poskim. Emes I'm reading this kosev in shemasha. Davka with the worm should go more be the shemai. So we discussed this once. That this, but if something which is within it's in the person's purview to make them usable, in a halachically permitted way, so he's not maksadas. Even though right now ben shemasha they're not usable at all. But if I have a way to make them usable on Shabbos, so why should I be maksadas? This whole issue is all something which is going to be the Shemaim. It's not in my hands to make it happen. You need the sun to dry them out. I can't control that. It might be cloudy. And therefore, the person is maksadas. The person has the ability to make them usable. You soak the tamarim into water in order that the water should absorb the flavor. You make like a beer or a beverage. So when you put them in there on Shabbos, nothing has happened yet. So the water is not ready yet, and the tamarim are now all soaked up full of liquid, and they feel they're very young, they're not going to eat them. It's even though Ben Shemosh it was not roy yet. The holocolto tama tamorim shiu rim lashia. They're not roy the shiu yet because they didn't get a good flavor yet. Katurim they sat the lochaz, and right now the tamorim are not usable. When they absorb all this liquid, they become unpleasant to eat, so they're not usable either. V'hachi le'asach. But you can let them sit, and when they sit, they become usable. So over here, you set in motion this process, which really, I mean, you can't necessarily hasten the process, but you have a way, this is a process that you did. You set it in motion that it's supposed to happen, so that's called government. Even though you don't have the ability to hasten it, it's still called gomer the yadam. So let's say a person puts clothing into the dryer. So the clothing which is so wet that when you touch it, the liquid is tefech amanas atviyot, is also to touch the clothing. So this clothing is muksa. So he puts it right before Ben Shemosh, he puts it into the dryer. So there might be a problem with the dryer because it's very noisy. We discussed that the problem. It's noisy, it draws attention to itself, so that's also. But let's say I have a new dryer with a new fancy dryer. It makes, you know, the piston engine goes boing, 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 and the Mazda engine goes hum, right? So, remember that? Right? No, okay. Remember that? Piston engine goes boing, 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 the Mazda engine goes hum because it wasn't a piston engine. Whatever. Not important. Right? So I have a dryer which doesn't make any noise. So there's no problem with option. Mills is not making any noise. So I want to put it in the dryer before. It's not usable right now, but I've set in motion a process where I guarantee through my actions what's within my power to do, guarantee it'll be usable in an hour from now. That's also called government of the other. So government of the other doesn't necessarily mean I have the ability on Shabbos to make them usable. But in general, I have the ability to do something which makes them usable. So I have the ability. I can use the and I, even if I set that up from before, going in from before Shabbos, that's also called government of the other. So the similar over here, setting it up that it should be curled with this flavor, it just takes whatever amount of hours it takes to absorb the flavors. Now I made them usable. I made them usable by setting it up the system before Shabbos that they'll become usable at 3 o'clock in the morning. I made them usable. So that's called government of the other prison that must dance and they'll do meters with so I banish marshes. So let's say for argument's sake, I have a food being food in the freezer is not edible. You can't eat it. It's so frozen you can't eat it. Not something which is raw. Something which is cooked, but it's so frozen. But I could take it out. I didn't take it out, but I could take it out, and then it'll become usable. So all those things, you don't say that food, I have a cooked roast. Say, excuse me. Benish Moshe, it was inedible. It's, you put it in the freezer, mamash be a dime, you made it inedible. You froze it. Yeah, but I can also make it edible by taking it out, and it'll defrost. So that's not going to be considered muksa. Okay. So where does the Gemara say this? The Gemara says this example, the opposite end of the spectrum, mamish. The Gemara says you have a keder on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos, and it's so hot that you can't eat it. It's too hot. So we should say it's migir tzatzoy. At the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't edible. It was boiling hot to the point that nobody could eat it. Yeah, but I can take it off the fire and it'll cool off. Same idea. Okay. Sif Vav. Kolda Rishosa L'Taltzaloi. So this is the din of Bittul Kli Mechon, which we had this before. Also, Litin Taktov Kli, Kreishi Yipol L'Taychu. So if I can't move the item itself is mukhs. I can't put a Kli under to catch the item. Because when the item falls in, the kli now will become also to move. Once the item falls into the kli, which is going to catch it, the kli and catch it becomes secondary to the item, and now the kli cannot be moved. So you're taking a kli and making it not being from being muchen to being non muchen. So you said before that's osir. I want the chabaz of kli, but the opposite to cover, put a kli over it. That when it falls, kli over it, that kli really is you. I can take the kli off. I don't have to leave this kli there. So that's not called kli mechonai, because I can take it out, and therefore, but I have to be careful. I shouldn't make it move when I put it on, because that's a mimetal to it. Making if I have mux on the ground. The tarnagol laid an egg on Shabbos. So that egg is muksa. It's a noilet. It's a new item which wasn't here beginning of Shabbos. It was inside the tarnagol's body. It's not considered like it's here. And all of a sudden, wow, we say, well, there's an egg. It's a noilet. So it's muksa. It wasn't muksa because it wasn't here. So I want to make sure the egg doesn't break. So I want to put a kli over top of the egg that the egg shouldn't break. Yeah, but I can't put the kli down in such a way that it's going to make the egg move. Yeah. So what's wrong with being mavatal kli mechonai? So Rashi actually says two stories. One is because you're being sarsha of the kli, you're making the kli unusable. So that's calls man. The muks is in this kli, and the kli is there to hold the muks up. It becomes a bosses. Now, if the muks would fall out, since it only fell in on Shabbos, once the muks falls out, it goes back to being muchan because the muks lachatz Shabbos. But as long as the muksa is inside, it's a basis to the item. So therefore, it itself becomes, the kli itself also becomes immobilized. Well, it's a sarsha kli. The Rashi in another place said the problem is it's like you mechaber it to the ground. You can't move it, so it's like you're attaching it to the ground. So it's rabbeinu. Okay. Fine. I want to look at the luxury of Yitzchak to see that it's the Talta Shum Kli, Ella is Bishal Dever, Hamutan the Talta. Now, there is Yitzchak Shita, and you can't move the Kli to help you take care of an egg, a Muk's egg. You can only move a Kli that's Sarah Dever and Nithil. But you have to care about Shal Yiga by Abba Gav, the Mutta Liga by Muk's. We said you're allowed to touch Muk's, so what's the problem with touching it? Kalei Abba Simon Shin Chas Tzib Kimbo. Hach Abbe, we're going in a case of an egg which is born. Kalei Shal Yiga na Asai. An egg moves automatically as soon as you touch it. So the only way you can do this is make sure is by guaranteeing you're not going to touch. Benachanami, something which is a much larger mux item and it's stable and it's going to stay put. Shori, we passed in that there's no problem with touching mux. The problem is moving mux. So if you have an item which the nature of it is such that it will not move when you touch it, so you're allowed to touch it. So the Mabramataz say this is a problem by all muksa, and we have the Beragala and the Grua, and the Derech HaChaim all say that this Torah, which we're used to. So he's saying that the Mabramataz say no, that this is a problem by all muksa. They're saying that that's not true. They hold that you can't touch muksa, even if you're not going to move it, if the purpose of touching is for the muksa. That would you allow to touch muksa, but the purpose of the muksa is not for the muksa. Over here, I'm trying to protect the egg. So even though the problem according to Taz Mor, not because the egg is going to move, because I'm touching the egg, the tzarech of the egg. So who would then if I'd be touching something else which is muksa, a raw meat, right? And it fell out, and I don't want it to, you know, it's not going to, if I cover it over, it's going to stay frozen enough that after Shabbos it won't spoil. So I'm moving the kli, the tzarech of the meat. It's a heavy piece of meat, it's not going to move. But you can't touch it, according to the Taz Mugan Rama, because you're touching it for the purpose of the meat. You're allowed to touch muksa for your purpose, not for the purpose of the meat. But then that the Gra and the Bir Derechaim say, no, there's no issue of touching muksa b'chlav. Okay, let's hold it here.